Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, as you've been hearing there in the headlines, Electric Picnic will not go ahead this year. Laois County Council today announced their decision to refuse a licence to hold the 2021 festival event at Estrad Valley in County Laois. Councillor Conor Bergen, who's Cathaoirleach of Laois County Council, joins us now. Thank you, Conor, for joining us this evening. And no doubt this will be a great disappointment to very many people out there who had tickets for the event. Why did you make this decision?
Good evening, Sarah. Just to say at the outset, we've had the Electric Picnic in Laois for the last 14 years, and it's grown from what was initially a small boutique outdoor arts festival, one of the largest outdoor events in the country, without having the Electric Picnic in Laois. You know, I've gone to it myself. I was at the last one 2 years ago. It's a hugely beneficial event for the county, for tourism, for businesses in the Stradbally area. But unfortunately, Laois County Council this evening have decided not to allow the licence for it to go ahead this year on the basis of very, you know, clear and unambiguous health advice they got from the HSE.
And what was that advice? Because I know you sought advice on the, about the safety of holding the event. So what was the advice that you got from the HSE?
I've been speaking to the Chief Executive this evening, and my understanding is that at the moment, you know, as per the current legislation introduced by the Department of Taoiseach and was renewed in March this year, which is due to expire in November, outdoor gatherings at the moment, you know, by the current regulations from NPHET, are limited to 500 people. And there was concern that if the event went ahead, there would be pressure on local hospital services, which are already under pressure because of COVID and hospitalizations. And also the fact that, you know, it's a major outdoor event. It takes in a lot of key stakeholders, such as the HSE, the Gardaí, emergency services. And the advice coming back from the HSE, the statutory consultee, the Laois County Council, was that they advised against holding the event. And that advice was clear and unambiguous, and that strictly on public health grounds, we wouldn't go ahead.
And has that advice not been available for a while now? It's hardly new, is it?
Well, the legislation's been in place for a while. Events are limited to 500 people, but Festival Republic applied for this licence from Laois County Council for the event to go ahead. And like every licence application that comes in for an outdoor event, it has to be given fair consideration. And I know that, you know, we had a meeting of Laois County Council last week, and a lot of local councillors voiced their, you know, their concerns about the event going ahead, and they were certainly very clear that it shouldn't go ahead. So the council, on that basis, sought advice from the HSE, you know, as a statutory consultee, whether it should go ahead or not. And on that basis, we've decided to refuse the licence. Which, look, every licence application has to be treated on its own merits. Mm.
And I think that, you know, how many people do you know, Conor, were going to come? Do you have any idea how many tickets were sold?
I don't know how many tickets, but I know the proposed attendance was 70,000 people.
70,000 over a number of days or each day?
Yeah. 70,000, I believe, over the 3 days. And I know that for, you know, the National Ploughing Championships, which was due to take place in Radnesca and Laois this year as well, was cancelled by the organisers a couple of months ago because due to similar or larger numbers, they felt with the public health guidelines it couldn't go ahead. The Electric Picnic organisers decided to apply for this licence. I know similar outdoor events have taken place in the UK in recent weeks, but again, the public health guidelines in the UK and the regulations are very different to what they are here in Ireland.
And I wonder, was there any discussion or a possibility of a discussion with the organisers about reducing the overall number to something alongside, for example, the Croke Park number that we've been hearing about, the 40,000 for the All-Ireland in September, that if you got the numbers down, could it go ahead with smaller capacity?
My understanding, Sarah, is that the application went in for 70,000 people, and that at the moment what we've been advised is that outdoor gatherings are limited to 500 people. And on that basis then, and advice from the HSE, the council decided they couldn't, you know, give the licence, grant the licence application.
Okay. And did you question how that marries with, for example, what's likely to happen in Croke Park with big sporting events?
It is. Well, look, every application has to be treated on its own, you know, unique circumstances. I know in particular the community in Stradbally have expressed concerns over the last couple of weeks. Local councillors have expressed their concerns because, you know, the Electric Picnic campsite is in the middle of the village. It has a huge effect on, you know, everything from traffic to business in the area. The people who are living in the area, the residents over the last 14 years have been very good, you know, and they're happy to see it going ahead, but they were very concerned this year. I think that's very important that their views be heard as well. And there was strong opposition voiced by residents over the last couple of weeks. And I think that, you know, it's kind of beholden on us as public representatives and the council as a statutory body to listen to those views and take that into account as well.
And has the council been in touch with the organisers of the festival? Because it was only just 2 days ago on the News at One that the managing director of Festival Republic, which runs Electric Picnic, Melvin Benn, he was speaking on the News at One. He said he thought it would go ahead.
The decision was only made this evening, to my knowledge. I've just been advised in the last hour or so. It has to be made at least 4 weeks before the event, and the event was due to take place at the end of September. So the decision has just been made in the last hour, I've been told now. We've just been informed. And it's hugely disappointing for County Laois. You know, so when I go to Electric Picnic myself, I'd love to go. We'd all love to go, you know, if circumstances were different. But just with the uncertainty over COVID that's out there at the moment, and particularly when we see, you know, over gatherings like First Holy Communions, when the advice still is against them going ahead, I think that, look, you know, speaking as someone, I'm 28, as someone in the younger age category, and younger people have been affected by COVID a lot, I think that, look, it's been made on the basis of public health advice.
I understand that. I suppose I think the questions, though, might be around the timing of it and the short notice of it. You know, Melvin Benn saying just 2 days ago that he thought 100% it would go ahead, because he said 100% nobody has told me that I won't be able to. And I just wonder, given the guidelines have been in place for quite a while now, could this not have been clarified much earlier?
Well, to my knowledge, Festival Republic made the licence application, and they would know from previous years as well that a decision has to be made. You know, at the minimum, it's 4 weeks before the event is due to take place.
These are unusual times, though, aren't they? You know, I mean, normally they might put in, like in previous years when they would have put in their applications, it would have been with the expectation of getting it. But if there was a question mark as big as this one over it, given the pandemic, is this not something that could have been looked at sooner?
Well, I think it's a question maybe the organisers have to answer as well, but they were adamant. They applied for it. If you look at the Ploughing Championships, for example, they made the decision not to go ahead. A number of even smaller, you know, regional festivals and gatherings have decided to cancel. I think the onus is firstly on the organisers to decide, you know, given the current public health climate, should they apply to have it go ahead or not, or to give that certainty. They decided to apply for the licence, and in that regard, then they had to be, Laois County Council had to give them due consideration, and that's where we've came to now.
All right, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Councillor Conor Bergan Cathaoirleach of Laois County Council. Do stay with us. Up next, we'll be asking, should a history of mental illness prevent you from getting a mortgage?